Welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Today is Wednesday, January 12th, and today, Jeff Bezos, founder of Amazon and one of the richest men on the planet, is 58 years old. I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories brought to you by R.S. Andrews. Gwinnett police are looking for a suspect who used a pellet gun to shoot a man and several vehicles in Buford. Meanwhile, Norcross police are looking for a suspect in a fatal shooting at an extended stay motel. Some former Gwinnett High School football standouts are now national champions. A ceremony that was planned for this weekend to honor the life of an African-American man who was lynched nearly 111 years ago on the Lawrenceville Square is being converted to an online event only due to a new surge in COVID-19 cases. The annual Gwinnett County Martin Luther King Jr. Parade has been canceled. And finally, the GBI is investigating a shooting in Snellville that left one person dead and another injured.
Why buy a Kia Mall of Georgia? We provide award-winning customer satisfaction and have been a family-owned business for over 20 years. Buying or leasing with us is fast and easy, and you can get pre-approved online in 4 simple steps. We offer top dollar on trade-ins and have new vehicle specials that are updated every month. And our factory-trained technicians make servicing your vehicle convenient with extended service hours. Stop by and shop with us on the lot or visit us online at lovemykia.com.
Bad boys, what you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do when they come for you?
Gwinnett County Police are looking for information about who fired a pellet gun on a road in Buford earlier this month, causing property damage and striking one man in the neck. Police were called to the intersection of Kilgore and Crossroads on January 2nd on a report about a person being shot. They arrived to find Buford resident 30-year-old Sean Blair bleeding from the right side of his neck. There were also several other reports to police on the same day of someone using what was believed to be a pellet gun to cause property damage and shoot at people driving on Kilgore Road. The damage to the other vehicles was consistent with the pellet rounds that hit Sean. Anyone who has information about the shootings is asked to contact the police. Police are looking for an Atlanta man accused of fatally shooting a man who was found dead at an extended stay motel in Norcross over the weekend. Officers responded to a call about a man being shot at Hometown Studios at 10 p.m. Sunday night. The victim's identity has not been released yet because police are still working on notifying their family. But Norcross police and the Georgia Bureau of Investigations identified Atlanta resident 30-year-old Brandon Lloyd White as the suspected shooter. Warrants have been taken out for White's arrest, and law enforcement is currently seeking information on his whereabouts.
Biggest third down in Bryce Young's career. He need 10. Play clock at 4. From the pocket. Launching downfield. Underthrown and intercepted. Kaylee Ringo has an escort down the sidelines. All the way to the end zone. And Georgia is going to conquer the Crimson Tide.
Well, University of Georgia fans didn't have to wait long to get national championship merchandise following the victory over Alabama. Academy Sports and Outdoors stores in Georgia reopened their doors immediately following the game to sell UGA national championship merchandise.
And one more play for the Georgia defense. Georgia on the mountaintop. Demons be gone. And the drought is over. National champions at long last.
With the University of Georgia's win over Alabama in Monday night's college football playoff national championship presented by AT&T, some former Gwinnett High School football standouts are now national champions. UGA punter Jake Camarda is a Norcross grad. Long snapper Payne Walker and offensive lineman Warren Erickson are from North Gwinnett. Wide receiver Jalen Johnson went to Peachtree Ridge. Wide receiver McKee Muse is from Central Gwinnett. Offensive lineman Cameron Kinney went to Collins Hill. And outside linebacker Robert Beal played at both Norcross and Peachtree Ridge. Congratulations to our local Gwinnett County Stars on their national championship win.
Don't make a mistake. List with the best real estate team Gwinnett has to offer. Hi, I'm Peggy Slappy, and for 40 years I've been working and playing in the great county of Gwinnett. Gwinnett is home to fun. The Stripers, the Gladiators, the Swarm. We have major concerts and festivals at the arena, fairgrounds, and multiple city festivals. And truly, that's only part of the reason Gwinnett is great. It's great because of its people. I could go on and on. But in 2022, if you or a friend is thinking of buying or selling in Gwinnett, there's only one team to call, Peggy Slappy Properties. Voted best of Gwinnett for a reason. Call my team at 770-271-5555 or visit us online anytime at PSPOnline.com. That's PSPOnline.com. And remember, when you choose Peggy Slappy Properties, you choose a whole team, not just a realtor.
Racial terror lynchings, such as the one that claimed Mr. Hale's life, were one of several techniques that the white power structure in the South and elsewhere used to keep African Americans in a subordinate position long after the end of formal slavery.
A ceremony that was planned for this weekend to honor the life of an African-American man who was lynched nearly 111 years ago on the Lawrenceville Square is being converted to an online-only event due to a new surge in COVID-19 cases. The Gwinnett Remembrance Coalition announced the change to the ceremony honoring Charles Hale. The event scheduled for Saturday was to include a ceremony at a local church, as well as the dedication of a marker located on the corner of Lawrenceville Square where Mr. Hale died. But the recent sharp rise in COVID cases in the area has scuttled those plans and forced a move to virtual commemorations. The online commemoration of Charles Haley's life, as well as the marker dedication, will take place from 11 a.m. to noon on Saturday. Organizers said there will be a short memorial service, a dedication ceremony, statements from members of Hale's family, and remarks from Gwinnett County and Lawrenceville officials. The Equal Justice Initiative will also announce the winners of a racial justice essay contest held for Gwinnett County Public High School students.
One day,
yes. This
nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. Yes.
The annual Gwinnett County Martin Luther King Jr. Parade has been canceled, but organizers have announced plans to instead hold a candlelight vigil to call for voting rights legislation. The United Ebony Society of Gwinnett County said there are two reasons for the cancellation of the parade, which would have been held on January 17th. One reason is a call from the King family to focus on calls for voting rights legislation, while the other is the new surge in COVID-19 cases. This is the second year in a row that the King Day Parade has been canceled. Last year's parade was canceled because of the COVID-19 pandemic. The cancellation of this year's parade does not mean the United Ebony Society of Gwinnett County plans to let the King holiday pass by without holding some type of event, however. The organization announced it will instead hold a candlelight prayer vigil to call for passage of voting rights legislation from 5 to 7 p.m. on January 17th at the Gwinnett Historic Courthouse in Lawrenceville. Georgia Bureau of Investigation is asking for the public's help in an investigation into a double shooting in Snellville that left one man dead and another man injured last week. Police officers responded to multiple 911 calls about a shooting at 2900 Summit View Court on January 7th. Snellville police found one man dead on the porch from a gunshot wound. The other man, who's in critical condition at a local hospital, was shot and found inside the residence. The GBI and Snellville police have not yet released the deceased man's name. Anyone who has information about the shooting is asked to contact the police.
The professional bull riders return bigger, badder, bolder, for an all-new 2022 season.
Maybe, just maybe, the impossible can happen.
Join us for the PBR Gwinnett Invitational, January 22nd and 23rd at Gas South Arena.
There is your proof!
Get yours today at PBR.com and AXS.com. And find out what it means to be cowboy.
Engineered Solutions is your locally owned and operated commercial and residential foundation company that specializes in foundation repair, basement waterproofing, and crawl space encapsulation.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to.
678-ESOGMAL.
Thanks for listening to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash briefing or your Google Home briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.
Be creative, innovative, passionate. Be excellent, inspiring, driven. Be faithful, disciplined, prepared. At Union University, you will thrive in a Christ-centered community and be equipped for success in your life and career. Begin your journey today. At Union University, be transformed.